It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you, and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Gospel song, like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and sing me a good old gospel song, singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Thank you for joining us for a good old gospel song. For today's broadcast, we'll be looking at the shape note singing that appears in some of our old hymn books, including the church hymnal. Let's start out with page 358 of the old red book, church hymnal. Won't it be wonderful there?
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Walking and talking with Christ the supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Raising, adoring the matchless eternal one, won't it be wonderful there?
Will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there?
Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Heaven is a common one among the old hymns. Let's listen to page 248 of the old red book, just over in glory land.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over.
Just over in the glory land,
just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angels.
Christ the Lord and King,
just
over in the glory land.
Just
over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band.
Just
over in the glory land.
Just
over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand.
There, just over in glory land, and who could forget the Dad Spear Adger Pace classic, Heaven's Jubilee.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, get it for that jubilee yonder. Shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory,
glory,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
glory,
when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fly to that jubilee.
When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee.
Singing,
singing,
oh, what a shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise.
Oh, what glory,
glory, hallelujah,
glory,
when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Oh, what singing,
singing,
oh, what shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise.
Shape note singing was a way to teach the different parts of a song. The shapes were assigned to a note using the Do-Re-Mi scale. Let's listen to an old hymn where the song is sung normally the first time, and then the Do-Re-Mi shape note singing is on the second verse. Here's the song, Oh Happy Day.
Oh happy day,
happy day,
that fixed my choice,
that fixed my choice,
on thee my Savior.
So,
happy day,
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 so, happy day,
so, happy day,
so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so, happy day, so
Shape note singing comes in handy when you're singing different moving parts. Listen to the following moving parts in this old classic, When the Home Gates Swing Open for Me.
I am on the upward road, leading to that bright abode, where forever my soul shall be free. Won't that be a happy time? Heaven's bells will sweetly chime when the home gates swing open for me.
For me.
That will be
a happy day.
Happy day.
When the cloud
has passed away.
From my cares,
I shall be free. When the home gates swing open for me.
Was the song When the Home Gates Swing Open for Me. Now, let's hear the same song using the Do-Re-Mi's. You can follow the moving parts more easily. See if you can tell where all the different parts go. Shape note singing was also called convention singing. Convention songs had a unique style and usually were sung in four-part harmony. Many times folks would come to church and stay all day for dinner on the grounds and singing. Let's hear one more song before we turn our attention to our song story of the week. Here's an old convention song.
We used to come from miles around, have dinner on the ground underneath those old shade trees, and sing the old songs in shape notes in four-part harmony. Like he set me free, and he'll pilot me, and anywhere is home. How long has it been since you heard an old convention song?
I'd still
love to hear those old convention songs
that I heard
as a child, as we sang them all day long. Like I'm gonna walk and just a little talk, and all the day long. How long has it been since you heard an old convention song?
Gospel songs today have a lot to say. They lift you up when you're feeling down. Some have a country flavor, some have a modern sound. They all serve a need of planting seed, so I know they can't go wrong. But there's none so dear as when I hear an old convention song.
I'd still love to hear
those old convention songs
that I heard
as a child,
as
we sang them all day long. Like I'm gonna walk and just a little talk and all the day long. How long has it been since you heard an old convention song? How long has it been? Has it been
since you heard after a while?
How long since you heard?
Since you heard?
Give the world a smile. How long since you heard? I'm a winging my way back home. How long has it been?
Has it
since
been?
You heard an old convention song? How long has it been since you heard an old convention song?
And it's time now for our story behind the song. And many, many stories behind our old hymns are stories that bear out a lot of trials, tribulations, situations that prompted the songwriter just in a time of lowness to write something very positive, very helpful, and encouraging. And they've lasted many, 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 many years. Our hymns are our heritage, and a lot of folks are trying to get away from them. But this particular hymn was a favorite of my grandmother's, and it was requested to be sung at her funeral. This particular hymn was written by someone that we might know. He was a songwriter of several hymns that are in our hymn books. But he was in a meeting, a revival meeting, in Dallas, Texas, in 1945, when a young businessman stood up one evening and gave his testimony. And he had been talking about how his business had been in dire straits and just looked like it was all over with. Things were on the decline, and it had been for some time, and everything was beyond his ability to understand or do anything about it. And he was just about down into depression and despair. So he shared that he was a Christian. He knew that the Lord had saved him, yet he didn't understand why the Lord would allow these things to happen to himself. Some folks, you know, get in these situations and you either look up or you have no place to look. But driving out into the countryside, he drove for miles out beyond the busy streets, the bustle and the hustle of all the activity of the town. Then he parked his car and ended up continuing on foot, found himself in a deserted out-of-the-way trail, and eventually came to an old dilapidated college where they set, or cottage, where it was in great despair. And almost half the windows broken out. One small girl playing out in front with a broken doll. Stuffing falling out of the doll. And the child seemed to be very happy and content. So he eased up to the front yard and called the little girl over and asked her, you know, why are you so happy? You have broken windows and your doll's not very good. It's all the stuffing's coming out. It's broken. How can you be so happy? And the little girl looked up at him and with a pretty good happy face said, Mister, my dad has just come into a large sum of money and he is building us a brand new mansion just over that hilltop. As these words came into the young businessman, they pierced his heart and he realized probably for the first time that through his earthly business was shattered and in shambles, the Heavenly Father had much greater things in store for him. And so he was thinking to himself, you know, just over the clouds, I have a mansion being built for me. Well, after hearing that particular young man speak in the service, Ira Stanfill went home, slept that night, but arose early the next morning, going to his piano, sat down with the story still in his mind. He wrote the song, Mansion Over the Hilltop. And, of course, that song has gone all around the country. We sing it all the time. We even sing it today in our churches. And we're so glad for a song like this that says, I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. Oh, but in that city where the ransomed will shine, I want a gold one that's silver lined. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk the streets that are purest gold. And certainly the second verse is just as good, and there's even a third verse, but we'll let you hear the song, but listen carefully. Sometimes we miss the words when we're singing. Though often tempted, tormented, and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow a stone, And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold.
Shake those
singing. In that city where the ransom will shine, I wanna go on that silver.
A beautiful song, beautifully done. Mansion over a hilltop. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below. Why? Because I have a mansion over on the other side. The Bible says, and Jesus was speaking when he said it, I go to prepare a place for you. And he actually started that passage out with, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And so that's a beautiful story behind the song, Mansion Over a Hilltop. Well, next week we'll have another story behind the song. And it's been a good time to be with you today on this broadcast. And we hope you'll tune in again on next week for another good old gospel song broadcast.
Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.